Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Alex.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Uma from Malaysia.
Hi, Uma.
From
nice
a radio station called BFM.
Okay.
And I do a weekly movie show with them. So,
excellent. Very exciting.
So I might geek out with you a little
Please,
bit.
Please, geek away.
Excellent.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I am Umar Paganampake Pagan. Now, The Mummy, the first movie in Universal's monster reboot Dark Universe, opens in cinemas nationwide this week. It's directed by Alex Kurtzman and stars Tom Cruise, Sophia Boutella, Annabelle Wallace and Russell Crowe. Now, I was recently in Taipei for the Asian premiere of The Mummy and managed to sit down for a conversation with the movie's cast and crew. Here's my chat with director Alex Kurtzman. So, Alex, I'm going to kick things off by asking you about, I guess, your experience in these monster franchises, because you've worked with some great franchises already. You've worked with some of the greats, Abrams, Michael Bay, Jon Favreau. What is it like making that transition from writer to directing your own tentpole?
Those directors were all very generous with me, and they allowed me to watch them make the films that we would work on together. And I got to experience firsthand what it was like to watch them direct these movies and to handle sets like this and deal with stunts and to deal with movie stars and actors and to manage the experience of making a big film. And I felt that I always wanted to direct, and I always saw writing as a means of getting there. And I feel like my time with all those directors gave me a certain confidence to feel like, okay, I want to try it. I may not succeed, but I want to at least try and see if I could do what they do.
And was there anything in particular that you learned from those three directors?
I mean, so much, so many different things. I've worked with JJ the most, and what I love so much about working with JJ is that he is always looking for what is emotionally honest about the experience. Now, you can create something huge and big and supernatural and have all these amazing things going on, but he's always most focused on the small emotional moments between characters. And I think that's something that can get lost when you're making big movies. And watching him do that so regularly has been a real inspiration for me.
Yeah, and I think we saw that in Fringe. We saw that in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Tell me about the burden of setting up a franchise, though, because a lot of the time, you can't just make one movie. You've got to set up the next six. I mean, it almost killed Whedon when he was doing it.
Yeah.
What was that like for you?
You know, I have to look at these things as how I would want to experience them as a viewer. Obviously, there's all kinds of pressure to do that. But your job, in a weird way, is to try and tune all that out and say, what do I want? And I can tell you that what I respond to the most as a viewer are films where I'm getting a satisfying story, first and foremost. And if it's opening the door to something bigger, that's fine. But I need to fall in love with the characters before you smash them all together. And obviously, we are opening the door to the Dark Universe and to the films that are coming, but I knew that this had to be a satisfying Mummy story, first and foremost, and that it had to be a satisfying story for Aminet's character and for Nick's character and for, you know, Jenny and all the characters in the film. And if we could deliver that for you and open the door, then that would be great. That would
yeah.
be the goal.
I think that's something that Marvel's done very well. They took their
very
time
well.
In building
yes,
up those
that's
characters,
exactly right.
right?
That's right.
I read about you guys setting up this brain trust over at Universal.
Yeah.
And that sounds incredible. And what I really want to know is, what's it like in that room when you guys meet?
It's an exciting room. I mean, you know, I come out of television. And television writers' rooms are like you get all these wonderful brains together in a space and you just start talking about what inspires you and what excites you. And in the case of the Brain Trust with Universal Monsters, you're talking about some incredibly talented writers, some really brilliant writers. And I always like to sit back and listen to what they have to say, because it's very rare that you get those kinds of minds together in one space. And they're all there because they love the monsters and they love the Universal Monsters, and they had personal connections to the monsters as children, as fans, as viewers. So it's pretty inspiring to go back to that kind of television model and say, you know, with writers and say, how do we all help each other figure out a way to make this universe great?
And of course, you're working with two hats because you come into that room as both a director and a writer. Mm. And that must be an interesting experience as well, because you've got to see it from... I imagine what writers are like, getting carried away and running off on some tangent, but you've got to pull things back again, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, the room is oftentimes a time for just creative flow. You know, rather than saying, let's limit ideas, you say, I want all ideas to soar, and then the right ones tend to find their place.
Talk to me about these franchise films. They still seem to do really well with audiences. I mean, we're talking multi-billion dollar takings at the box office, and yet critics keep talking about franchise fatigue. Is that something that you guys even think about in that room?
Well, you have to think about it, but I think one of the things that defines us as being different from, say, superhero films, that are so many superhero films, is that there's an expectation when you go to those franchises that the characters are... I don't relate to a superhero. I love a lot of those films. I mean, I'm a huge fan of them, but I'm not a superhero. And when you're making these movies, one of the things that I love most about the monster films is that there's an assumption that the characters are broken and that they're not going to get fixed, because if they get fixed, they're not monsters anymore. That's very different than anything else that comes with all those other films that inspire what you call franchise fatigue. So since we're at the beginning of something, I think it's more about coming up with original ways to tell these character stories in a backdrop that's as massive as anything you'd see if you were going to go to take your pick superhero movie.
Before I let you go, over in Malaysia, we're super excited about Michelle Yeoh in Star Trek Discovery.
Yes.
So tell me something about Discovery.
Tell you something about it. It takes place in space.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's all you're going
to
give me?
There's plenty more to come. Michelle Yeoh is amazing. I am, between Michelle and Sonequa, we have two very powerful women who are, on this starship. And I think if you're a fan of Trek, you'll see things that are both very familiar and very, very different and new. What I love most about Trek is that the television show was kind of a morality play. It always had it always held up a mirror to who we are as people and to our society. And our goal is to very much do that.
Wonderful. Alex, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
A pleasure talking to you.
That was director Alex Kurtzman. The Mummy is, of course, in cinemas right now, so go check it out and let us know what you think. Also, don't forget to check out my conversations with Annabelle Wallis, Sophia Butella, and, of course, Tom Cruise himself. You can find those on bfm.my/movies or on our BFM 89.9 app. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.